Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Congratulations, fellow Trump supporters, on the big victory that occurred. I guess you could either say late last night or early this morning. The election was called last night by a couple of news outlets. A couple more didn't get around to it until early this morning. But the gig is up. There's no other option for Kamala Harris. There is no path to victory, even if the remaining states who were out there came in for her, and that's probably not going to happen. We've been covering these election results all morning, as you can imagine. We've got all kinds of great interviews for you. We've already talked to Eben Brown about what's going on in Florida. He was at Mar-a-Lago last night till early this morning. Of course, the House is still a little bit up in the air, so we are kind of waiting on that. The Senate has flipped to the Republicans. We know that much. Silence so far. Radio silence from the Kamala Harris campaign. She didn't speak last night. There's been no word on when she might speak this morning. So we're keeping an eye on that for you, and there you have it. We'll see later how it might be affecting the markets this morning. We're going to talk to Taylor Riggs from Fox Business at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Carl Middleman, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And we love the family, and we're going to have a great 4 years, and we're going to turn our country around, make it something very special.
Yeah, that was, of course, the president in the early morning hours today, probably around 2 a.m. his time, in the 1 o'clock hour here central, basically saying, look, I won. Thank you to everyone who listened to our message and turned out at the polls. Fantastic.
Harris is getting in Pennsylvania 58% of the Latino vote, but 4 years ago, Biden beat Trump with Latinos in Pennsylvania by 42 points.
Yeah, there you have it. Talking about President Trump and that shift that he saw in Pennsylvania among Latino voters. And obviously that wasn't the only group that shifted in his direction a great deal.
Let me just give you a gut check here about what we are hearing here as we've been sitting here reporting from the Harris headquarters. And I think the operative word right now is silence.
Nothing. They heard nothing last night. Huge crowd turned out. They finally came out and said, she's not going to be here. And the crowd dispersed. And I guess they're hoping maybe they'll come back today at some point. I don't know.
This is going to be big in Pennsylvania. It's going to be big in Michigan. It's going to be big in Wisconsin. And everybody needs to take a deep breath. Those are the three states we need.
Yeah. Claire McCaskill trying to breathe a little life into her fellow Democrats last night as she was on the panel there at MSNBC trying to say, well, I know what it's looking like, but you need to understand, we did a really good job of getting the vote out among college students. And that's why, she was saying early in the evening, it's not over yet. And, you know, I'm on set last night at Channel 4 with former Governor Jay Nixon, with former Congressman Lacey Clay. And the two of them all night were standing there watching. They had a PR guy with them. They were standing there watching the returns. Of course, they had CNN on a monitor. They had Fox on a different monitor, CBS on a third monitor, saying, oh, she's got this. She's going to win this. They were telling me this all night. And I'm like, listen, we're about to be unburdened by what has been. They did not like that comparison at all. I'm like, but here's what Claire was telling them at that point last night.
What they're seeing on college campuses. This is going to be big in Pennsylvania. It's going to be big in Michigan. It's going to be big in Wisconsin. And everybody needs to take a deep breath. Those are the three states we need. We don't have to have Georgia. Don't have to have North Carolina. We have to have those three. And they have been surprised. The campaign has been surprised by the level of involvement on these college campuses today on Election Day.
Yeah, apparently not, Claire. And she still got a job because I saw her back on there this morning. She was looking about as tired as I feel. She and Joy Reid have been back up on there this morning talking about this, and you know they've got to find some excuse for why the chosen one lost, the one that didn't get a single vote in a Democratic primary, the one who was ordained to be the candidate after they forced Joe Biden out of the race. How in the world did she lose? She looked like she was out of central casting. She met all of the identity politics that the left lives for. And yet, somehow, Americans didn't vote for her. Well, guess what? They've reached a conclusion about you last night in looking for excuses about this. I put a little montage together on it this morning. Here's what they believe must have happened.
It's bitter in the mouth. The racial and gender dimension of this. And the only way that you can kind of begin to see it if you don't see it right away is, can you imagine a woman of color acting like Donald Trump acted, even for one day?
I can't help but think that if this election seems to be, if it proves out that the millions of people who are watching Fox News, if that ends up being the case, then I can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country. And anybody who thinks that that did not in any way impact on the outcome of this race is wrong.
And there are warning signs for everybody here. But if the working class, non-college educated voter is now increasingly a Republican voter, Democrats have to rethink the way in which they sell their policies.
Trump. The irony of that, of course, is nobody wanted Donald Trump to be president. Nobody wants Donald Trump to be more president more than Bibi Netanyahu, who is backed by a far right coalition that would like to clear cut Gaza.
No one wanted Kamala Harris to be the nominee.
Somebody did. She was their only choice.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not like anyone had a chance to vote on her, because there's no way that she would have been put in that position.
And here's the sweet irony of that. The reason they couldn't leapfrog her is because they were too afraid. They play so many identity politics. We have to win. We own the Latino vote. We depend on the Latino vote. We depend on the African-American vote. We depend on the immigrant vote. If we leapfrog the first, their words, not mine, a black female vice president, we're going to alienate one of these groups we need to win. So what do? They promoted her. And many people in those same groups didn't buy that she was the best option. They completely misjudged their own base.
Well, you know what's sad is I saw quite a few people who made posts yesterday saying something like, I can't wait to tell my kids when they grow up that I voted for the first female president. You know, and I know obviously Hillary Clinton, but she clearly didn't win.
You might have voted for her.
My point in saying that is I think just that in and of itself, people that will make people want to vote for someone because they're like, I'm a part of history. I helped get the first woman into that office. And it's not working out well for him. I think it's so ironic, the hypocrisy of calling Trump Hitler, calling Trump racist. And then you have, I mean, I don't know if it was record numbers of black men who voted for Trump, the Latino vote. I mean, blew it out of the water. I mean, some of these counties, and I forget which state I saw this in, but some of these counties where the Latino vote, it's not gone to a Republican, I mean, in decades, flipped for Trump last night.
Another great example of where DEI does not apply. DEI does not work. Didn't earn it does not apply to the presidency. She didn't earn that spot. She didn't get a single vote in the primary,
right.
And yet they wanted to convince people that she was the best option out there and you should vote for her because joy, because Venn diagrams, because she can't complete a 10-minute interview. No, people weren't buying it. And Donald Trump is going to be number 47. We're very happy about that here this morning anyway. And I just want to say, be compassionate today. Hug a liberal. If you see somebody with tears streaming down their face, pat them on the back. Tell them you survived 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They'll be just fine.
And if you get punched in the face for doing that, don't blame Mark Cox for it.
We'll be back in. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a minute.
This is your First Responder Spotlight.
All right, we want to give a shout-out today to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department up there in Troy. Thanks for all the hard work that you do. And Sheriff Harrell and the gang put in the hard work every day, and they run toward the problem. And that's why we love our first responders. So our thanks to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office for doing that. Thank you very much to all our first responders. In fact, I will point out that that's why we support Responder Rescue this month. That's our charity for the month. And they're having a raffle. I call it the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Raffle because you can win fabulous prizes. $2,000 is the value on this CMMG gun, this MK4, that they're going to be giving away. 16-inch barrel, 9mm folding stock. It's beautiful. I got a picture of me holding it. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. You might win that. You might win an evening for 10 down at a Lit Cigar Lounge with bottle service and cigars for the evening, and plus a box of these Opus X cigars or the basket of bourbon. I put that together myself, and it's fantastic. I just have to tell you that. Going to be some Weller Antique 107 in there, some Blanton's, some E.H. Taylor, just to name a few. Stolach has donated some bourbon for that. Four Roses, single barrel. I got a lot of good stuff. And it's going to be valued at well over $1,000. So all you got to do, listen, the tickets are $1 a piece. Now, we want you to buy a minimum of 10, but if you buy, for example, $25, you get 27 tickets. So every time you up your buy, you're going to get additional tickets. And it all goes to a great cause. It's all going to Responder Rescue, great charity that helps out our first responders. So here's the best way to enter. Just text RESPONDER to 33100 on your phone. That's RESPONDER to 33100. And you'll get a link back, and you can just do it right over your phone. You can, however you'd normally pay for something, your Apple Pay or whatever, you can buy some of these tickets with it. We would really appreciate it. We're trying to, obviously, to beat last year's $30,000 that we raised for them. We've raised over $80,000 the last 3 years for Responder Rescue. So help me out. If you go to the Range St. Louis West, you can buy tickets while you're there out on 14803 Manchester Road in Baldwin, and you can get the tickets while you're there. So thank you for that, and thank you to our friends at Laura Wine and Spirits for donating a bunch of the bourbon that's going to be in that basket, and our friends at Lit Cigar Lounge. Just great people, all of them. And of course, Scott Schneider at Donuts Delight, he delivered donuts to us this morning, and he's also going to be picking one of our first responders each week and delivering donuts to them. for the entire month, which is fantastic.
And also, you have to see on our. Did you post it yet on your social media?
I haven't, but okay, I need to do that.
Go
right
look
now.
At mine. Yes. You can share mine. He delivered a donut in the shape of 47. It's phenomenal.
It is to go look at definitely it. Phenomenal. I need to work on mine a little bit because it was kind of dark in here when I did it this morning.
Carl's holding it up. So if you're streaming on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, any of the places, you can look at it now.
Yeah, we'll put that up there. We love Donuts Delight. They're right there, of course, at Newhall's Ferry and Dunn Road in Florissant. Always giving back to our first responders. So we do appreciate it. All right, coming up, we're going to take a look at a couple things. Number one, how the voter guide fared yesterday during the election. I know all my candidates won. But the amendments, of course, we had some losses there. Not surprising, because we made the right choice, not the popular choice. And we'll talk about that for you. We're going to talk to Congressman Bob Onder at 8:45 now. We were trying to get him at 8:20. That didn't work out. We're going to get him at 8:45. And coming up next, we will talk to Taylor Riggs. She is the co-host of the Fox Business Network Big Money Show. We got her on here this morning. Taylor always does a great job. How's the market respond this morning? The new president's been selected. It's just a matter of time now until he's sworn in January. What does that do to the stock market? I think it would boost it. We'll find out from Taylor, who tends to know a lot more things about this than I do. So we'll get to her here coming up shortly. And in the meantime, we are monitoring for when Kamala Harris might speak to the public. She had 1,000 people out at the Howard University last night and blew them off. So we don't know. We've heard nothing out of the White House or the Harris campaign this morning. We'll check on all of it for you coming up right after the break.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness.
Yeah, he's going to make everything great again, he said. Drill, baby, drill. That's coming back. That's pretty funny. He was going RFK. He thanked Robert F. Kennedy. They started chanting Bobby, Bobby. You could hear him in the audience, right? He's like, he's gonna make America healthy again. But he said, Bobby, I want you to stay away from the oil.
Yep.
Leave the oil to me, and you just focus on our health. So I don't know. I mean, if he's got 55 votes in the Senate, he would certainly have a chance at getting him and maybe his FDA commissioner or something like that. He could probably get Senate approval on something like that.
All I know is I'm pumped for RFK Jr. to be involved, hopefully with the FDA, trying to take control of our health and the government regulations.
I'd be happy with him at the CIA, too, for that matter. Or the czar of efficiency, Elon Musk.
That's right.
I can't wait for that one to be created. All right, let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs, host of the Fox Business Network's Big Money Show, one of the co-hosts there. And Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're running on a little bit of we're running on fumes around here. Donuts and coffee have gotten us to the point where we are at 8:39 Central this morning. Can I just tell you that?
I know. I think I'm one of the few that actually managed to get a few hours of sleep last night. Most of my colleagues here, I think, are just pulling all-nighters. So I'm lucky that I think I slept for 3 hours.
Well, with a little one at home, you have to grab sleep when you can, right?
Totally.
Yeah, no, we get that. So I did hear some reports earlier about the market, but I want to hear it from your mouth. Has there been reaction negative or positive in the market this morning to the news that Donald Trump's been reelected?
Positive. Good. Huge gains that we haven't seen. So I want to run you through just sort of the asset classes so our viewers kind of really know what's going on. Equity markets, that's your stock market, right? When you generally think about your pension or your 401k, you're up 1, 2, 3% pretty much all across the board. This is an equity market that is so excited for lower regulation, lower taxes, pro-business, pro-innovation, pro-growth, all of that finally being priced into the equity markets. Bond market is a similar story. We've been talking about how the Federal Reserve was cutting interest rates. We have a meeting from them on Thursday where they actually might still cut, but we are seeing interest rates actually go the totally opposite way because they too, when you think about long-term interest rates are pricing in future higher growth on the horizon.
Oh.
So yields are massively rising as we're thinking long-term what pro-growth in this country could be like 5-10 years out, right? crypto markets. Bitcoin's at a record high. We're nearing $75,000 on crypto. Trump comes out. He says he wants the U.S. to be the crypto capital of the world. Again, lower regulation. Bank stocks are rising. Healthcare stocks are rising. So you're sort of seeing cross asset. Everyone finally pricing in this general theme, lower regulation, lower taxes, pro growth, very, very similar to what we saw in 2016. Finally, a lot of dollar strength. What that means is your dollar is worth more, particularly relative to currencies in China and Mexico, because when you think about trade and tariffs, it hurts their currency, helps our currency, makes our currency stronger, worth more. So you're seeing a lot of the trade and tariffs conversation also being priced in.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not looking at a ticker right now, but just out of interest, how is DJT doing this morning?
Huge. It's up 26%. We just had the market open. I think Trump is now worth in the DJT stock about $5 billion. The overall company worth about $9 billion. He owns 57% of that company. I spoke with analysts who said if he wins, the stock goes to 70. If he loses, the stock goes to 20. I think we're at 42 right now. Record high on this stock was about a 50. Remember, September 23rd, we hit a low of the stock of $12 a share. So again, this is a company, and I want to caution viewers, because we can get, you know, everything's up and everyone gets excited, but with DJT, remember, there's not a lot of fundamental positive news on the company. This stock is purely sort of a right now a betting market on the president, on Trump.
Yeah.
Not so much on the actual company itself. So I also just want to caution people not to be buying the stock if you haven't really done your research and really understand the fundamentals of the company.
You just want to own something that says Trump's name on
DJT.
It. Yeah.
Hey, Taylor, we were talking last week, I think, about Polymarket and how, man, I mean, people were putting so much money into that. And last night it was fun watching it because as more and more states were going to Trump, I mean, it just kept climbing higher and higher. At one point, I think around 10 p.m., it was like 97% for Trump.
Yes.
I don't know how much money was poured into that, but it had to be a ridiculous amount.
So my parents were at a church meeting in California at 7 p.m. Pacific. So it was 10 o'clock my time. And they kept texting me in the middle of the church meeting saying, how's Trump doing? And I said, okay, well, all I can tell you guys is what the betting markets are saying, right?
Yeah.
Polymarket and some of the other markets. And I think I was shocked, actually, that pretty much right when the polls closed, they started climbing immediately in red, 60, 70, 80, 90, finally up to 96, 97% last night. I unfortunately don't have the numbers for you, but I do know that there was probably more money spent betting on this election than there has been in the past. Again,
yeah.
I always caution viewers, it's gambling, right? So it's a fun way to be prepared to lose that money. But this is an interesting case story of the betting markets who might have been a little bit more right than the polls, or you had betting markets that were pretty accurately tracking what was happening in real time as the polls were coming in. So you can say today that the markets and the betting markets did not get it wrong.
No, Taylor, I got to be honest with you. I don't sports bet, but I do look at the betting lines if it's a big game. And I'm all like on basketball games. I don't know how they do this. College basketball. The difference will be like one will be plus 3.5 and they'll win by 3.5 or four. Mm-hmm. Right now you can't win by 3.5, but they'll win by 4. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell do they know? So when I started seeing all the betting markets going so strongly for Trump, it's hard to bet against that based on how well they do in the sports world, right?
It is, totally. And again, you know me, I'm a little bit more fiscally conservative.
Yes.
So
yes.
You only bet what you're prepared to lose 100% of. But I do think that this speaks to stories that when those polls were coming in, and I was watching lots of different networks last night, and overall, the narrative was very, very early. He's doing better than he should be, and she's doing worse than Biden, or worse than where she was in previous years, and he's ahead of where he was in 2020, 2016. So the minute you get one exit poll that says that, you start to extrapolate trends, and that's sort of where these things can go. So, look, I think the betting markets, when it comes to elections, are here to stay. I don't know if that's always a good idea for if you are holding on to your money.
Yeah.
But hey, right? It's legal. It's gambling. And as long as you're responsible, you can have fun with it.
I got it. Taylor, thank you so much for your time. Have a great Wednesday.
You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. Taylor Riggs there, a Big Money Show on Fox, weekdays for noon Central Time. All right. Quick break here. We are going to talk to one of the big winners from yesterday's election here in the state of Missouri, Congressman-elect Bob Onder, right after the break. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. You know, normally we do our first responder spotlight here each day. We recognize the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department earlier. We appreciate what you do. You can always hit the rewind button back to around 8:20 or so to hear our mention of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department today. And thank you for that and for contributing to the ATF raffle for Responder Rescue. Text Responder to 33100 on your phone or tablet to buy tickets. I would appreciate it if you'd show them some love. All right, let's get to a winner. That would be Congressman-elect Bob Onder, who's on the phone with us this morning. And Bob, congratulations.
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, I'm so honored and humbled by the confidence the voters of the 3rd Congressional District showed in me and my campaign last night. And I look forward to going to Washington and getting to work for the people.
Yeah, what is your reaction overall? I mean, obviously a huge win for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Blew all the pundits out of the water. And now it looks like the Republicans flipped the Senate for sure. And now we're just waiting on a few more House races to come in, right?
Yeah, well, more than a few. You know, I actually, when I checked into the AP about an hour ago, they were saying that 100 races were yet to be called for the House. So that, the answer there is we really don't know. I think it's hard to imagine an epic victory like last night for Donald Trump and for Republicans running for the U.S. Senate, and yet the House end up in the hands of the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries. But I suppose we'll see. But my reaction overall, I think it's a mandate. I think we will retain the House, and I think we have a mandate to do great things in the first 100 days. Americans want us to restore safety and security and secure the border, end the fentanyl epidemic, and for heaven's sake, save children from child sex trafficking, which the Biden administration has enabled. They want to end this hidden tax known as inflation that the Biden administration has accelerated. They want job growth growing again. They want to renew the Trump tax cuts, and they want affordable energy instead of insane green energy policy. So I think it's a mandate. I think we're going to do those things in the first 100 days. And by the way, we're most of this pediatric transgender care garbage, it's funded by Medicaid. We need to end that right away, the way we had the Hyde Amendment on abortion. And the American people will be very happy with what we do that first 100 days.
I know you were pretty vocal about, say no on Amendment 3, and unfortunately that passed here in Missouri. What's your reaction this morning?
Well, Kim, it is truly ironic that in Florida, the pro-abortion amendment, Amendment 4, received 57%. And that was defeated because they had a 60% threshold. In Missouri, the pro-abortion forces had a far lower percentage, 52%, and of course that passed in Missouri. Kim, it was an epic betrayal that the legislature did not reform initiative petition this year. It's obscene how easy it is for out-of-state interest to come into Missouri and buy an amendment to the Constitution. But hey, I've been in this fight for life for 50 years. It's not going to end last tonight at 10 p.m. I think we will see. The legislature needs to put common sense measures to protect women and children on the ballot, and I believe Missourians will pass those measures. So it's not, this fight is not at an end by a long shot.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Caleb Rowden and Cindy O'Loughlin have their fingerprints all over that failure last night, in my personal opinion.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I in general, as someone in my position, they don't name names, but that's 100% true. We were one vote away. We were one vote away, and we had a supermajority of Republicans who said, "Oh, we will not PQ the Democrats." What the heck? You're going to let 50? You're going to put abortion in our Constitution? Let the quacks and groomers mutilate our children because you want to be nice to the Democrats? We should have taken. They should have taken that vote. I've heard Caleb Rowden say that to me before. We don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. Well, let's take the vote, Caleb, and see whether we have the votes or not, and see whether all those rural Republicans who ran as pro-lifers, whether they're going to vote against life. That wouldn't have happened. So, well, Caleb did it pretty much single-handedly.
I agree with that. Bob, congratulations. Can't wait to see what you do in the 3rd Congressional District.
We're looking forward to January.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything. God bless.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Congressman-elect Bob Onder there, one of the big winners, along with Donald Trump last night.
Yeah, and Dave Wassinger, by the way, Lieutenant Governor, alongside Mike Kehoe. I know, obviously, Kehoe was neither of our choices, but happy a Republican won. I don't
Absolutely.
Want Crystal Quaid as our next governor.
Andrew Bailey, right down the line. Yep. Republicans won statewide offices yesterday. Quite a day. Enjoy it, right? Enjoy it. Hug a snowflake today. Try to make him feel better about all this. We survived Biden. They'll survive 4 years of Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance. I'm sure Brian Kilmeade will have the latest on when Kamala Harris might pop her head up out of the ground. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.